California's Governor Gavin Newsom is calling an emergency summit to help fix the state's largest utility, the bankrupt PG&E. In high winds, the utility's lines have accidentally started dozens of destructive and at times deadly fires. The company's widespread rolling blackouts designed to prevent more fires have only increased customer anger. As NPR's Eric Westerveld reports, small lawmakers are calling for a breakup or even a state takeover of the utility.
To critics, and there are many, PG&E is a debt-ridden mess, a company that has grossly neglected maintaining its aging power infrastructure, soaked ratepayers, all while lavishing its executives with big bonuses and paying robust dividends to shareholders. Governor Gavin Newsom says California is now paying for a decade plus of PG&E's greed and mismanagement.
Can these utilities figure this out and do the damn work that is long overdue to focus on modernizing their grid, undergrounding their grid, and making sure that they have a grid where they can target these blackouts in a more sophisticated manner?
The company's equipment is suspected of starting at least 6 wildfires in the last 10 days alone, including the largest, the Kincaid Fire. Its equipment, investigators say, also sparked the Camp Fire, which killed 85 people almost 1 year ago. Now, more lawmakers want to see PG&E broken up or turned into a customer-owned utility.
I mean, if you look back at a picture in the 1880s, you'll see a wooden telephone pole with live electrical wires strung across it.
That's Sonoma County Supervisor David Rabbit. He's standing at the Santa Rosa Command Center for firefighters battling the Kincaid blaze.
And here we are in nearly 2020, and while we carry around many computers in our hand and our phones and all the other technology that we have, we still plant wooden poles and tinder dry grass and string bare electrical wires over the top of them. That's amazing to me.
Rabbit cautions that fixing PG&E's problems, while essential, will also be costly, time-consuming, and complicated. State Senator Jerry Hill has been on a decade-long crusade to reform PG&E ever since the company's natural gas lines in San Bruno killed 8 of his constituents and destroyed 38 homes in 2010. The utility was convicted of 6 felony counts for safety negligence and obstruction. PG&E is still on probation for that disaster. Senator Hill wants federal judges overseeing PG&E, one for its probation and another now handling its bankruptcy, to step in and force big changes in the name of safety.
They basically control PG&E at this moment. They should take control away from the current management and turn it over to a third party to get in there and operate this as a safe utility in the interest of the public and the ratepayers and California.
If the judges don't do that, Hill argues, the state could explore other takeover options, including eminent domain. The only takeover offer currently in play is from Wall Street hedge funds through the bankruptcy court. It's not clear they would be any better on safety. Governor Newsom says he's open to exploring any option, including a state move, if it makes Californians safer.
For us to take over all the assets means taking over all the liabilities and the costs, but yes, we are gaming out every scenario.
Newsom and the legislature have already taken several steps following the devastating wildfire seasons the past 2 years. New laws tie PG&E executive pay to safety performance and require more power line inspections, among other measures. Asked recently about the issue, PG&E's CEO Bill Johnson said a public takeover or breakup is no magic solution to the utility's challenges.
Regardless of eventual ownership, structure, or any of those things, these challenges don't go away. The risk doesn't go away. It doesn't get any smaller. And so however this turns out, those are the things we have to focus on, mitigating that fire risk.
But the company's recent shotgun blast approach to power shutoffs, as opposed to a more surgical one, underscored to many how annoying and even dangerous that mitigation strategy is and how outdated PG&E's infrastructure is in high-tech California. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Santa Rosa, California.